This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who train you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. The power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite.
All right, folks, welcome back. We are talking about the holy of taboo topics today, which is violence. Now, I received a little message from a friend who said that violence is a species of force. Violence is the unjust use of force. And while force may at times be used unjustly, violence is always unjust. So I think he was trying to correct my use of the word violence to use more of a natural term where force becomes the necessary use of the law. If you will. In other words, when we look at the maxims of law, self-defense is one of the most important ones. And the use of violence for just no reason, yes, that would be, of course, wrong to put an ex-president or anyone on a pedestal and shoot him just because he's guilty of something. Yes, that would be an incorrect use of what we're talking about today. Now, when we say the word violence or force, we're not talking about going and slitting throats. We're literally talking about a full facet of things, including legal documents. You know, how do you fight legal words but through legal words? Most of us accept what's sent to us in the mail. And by accepting it and not responding, we are being passive. And therefore, the violent or forceful letter that we receive becomes a contract. And we're now bound by that contract. This is force. This is violence. Violence doesn't have to be physical bloodshed. Although I'm certainly not going to be apologetic in saying that that's probably at the point where we're at right now. As millions of women and children die at the hands of our so-called, armed forces that are there to protect government against us. And when I say us, I mean all people of all the world, both foreign and domestic, as is stated in the oath, for God's sake. All right. I refuse to be apologetic anymore for this. We've gone too far. We are going down a hole so disgustingly immoral, so depraved of anything good, and again, with no good outcomes that I can see. You know, when you're standing on the cliff and you're about to jump off, you have one choice, not to hope that you don't die because of the fall or bust your head open. You have the choice, and that is to use force. To violently jerk yourself back and say, hey, I'm not going to jump off this cliff. I'm going to stop the person who's pushing me. I'm going to react with force or violence, whatever word you wish to choose. So here's my great concern. Now, I was doing this research article. I keep getting people to try to get people to read it. It's called Cracking the Cult of the Constitution. And when I say the cult of the Constitution, I mean most Americans who have been lured into becoming artificial persons within the construct of the corporate charter named the U.S. Constitution, which created that United States corporation. So we call this citizenship, of course. Most companies call it employment, but we call it citizenship. As I was doing the research, I'd like for everybody, just so you have a visual aid here and so you don't think I'm nuts, I'd like for you to just go and I usually recommend Google, but in this case, Google is the prime spot to get images. And I'd like you to go to images.google.com, and I'd like for you to type in these three simple words: police, badge, Mason. You can also type in police patch Mason, because it's really the patch that goes on the shirts of police officers. Now, most people haven't heard of something called the Masonic Degree Team, which is the team that goes out and bestows the Masonic patches to police officers, sheriffs, generals, and the like. You see, what I could never figure out is why a fraternal order of firefighters, a fraternal order of police, would be calling my home asking for its support. Has nothing to do with the police itself. It's a fraternal order, as in Masonic order. So I'm looking, and again, go to Google Images and search police badge or police patch Mason or Masonry, and you're going to be shocked at what you see. Every police municipality, all the state police, the sheriffs, most of the sheriffs actually display the bundled wood, which is the fasci, left over from Roman days. The symbol of international fascism used by Bellini. Bellini, did I say Bellini? You know, the Italian Bellini. All right, never mind. The symbol of international fascism hangs the fasci, bundled sticks with that are corded, hang in the halls of Congress. They are on top of the Capitol dome. They are everywhere you look. They are the symbol of the military. They are the symbol of sheriffs. The National Sheriffs Association. It is its symbol. If you start looking at the patches that these guys wear, and you understand the symbols, especially when you see bright as day in New York Police Department with a big Masonic compass and square on it, you'll start to understand what's going on here. What is going on here? Well, have you ever gone to a police department and tried to complain? What happens? They'll either arrest you or throw you out, threaten you, do all kinds of horrible things to you, just like Masons do. When you try to establish a conspiracy amongst the brotherhood. You see, they protect each other in this fraternal brotherhood. And that's exactly what the police have been doing. And why we could never figure out what's going on here. I'm convinced, folks, at this point, convinced to my deepest level of being, that all your sheriffs, including your celebrity sheriffs, are Masons, are Freemasons, free and accepted Masons, exactly like their little patches say, exactly what these patches are given. They're given by the Masonic degree teams in the police forces. Okay. We're talking about something here so far beyond an organized crime, because the credo in the Masonic Lodge is to protect your brothers from everything save an unlawful murder, or I can't remember the other one. And even then, you have the choice to protect your brother. Okay? This is masonry. And if you think about it, it's police. It answers all the questions. It makes perfect sense if you start applying this. And to see these badges, these patches that are given, and to look up the news and see that throughout history, unbeknownst to most people, there's lawsuit after lawsuit trying to get police departments to dispose or disclose of the membership of their police officers that are Masons all over the world. This is what we're dealing with, which is why I have no hope that the police are our answer. No hope.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Our infrastructure is failing, and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world. And so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
All right, folks, welcome back.
You can grow ideas.
You are indeed in the Corporation Nation tonight, let me tell you. One more thing on this police thing, and then I'm going to take some calls. Again, I'd love for people to prove me wrong on this, because this is some scary stuff. When you go look at this for yourself, when you see these badges for yourself, these patches, and you read about Masonic degree teams, you start doing research into all the police cases where police have protected each other, with the courts, the judges, including included, excuse me, are also protecting their police. You start to see a pattern, and you start. It's very scary. One last thing: you ever noticed what are the police badges? What are they in the shape of? You got the 5-pointed star, the 6-pointed star, and the 7-pointed star. Whoa! Hey, did you ever see that before? You know, the 5-pointed star and the 6-pointed star are basically the same thing, dating back many, many, many Masonic centuries. The 7-pointed star has a lot to do with what's called the Sigillum Diamath. Of course, I'm not a very good speaker on these words. Amath is a Hebrew word for truth. The sigil of Diamath, or sigillum, is used as a seal of the truth of God. I've said before, these people don't get their power from your consent, as we have been foolishly led to believe. They get their power from a higher power. This is Masonry, folks. Now, when we look and we see what is the... what is a heptagon, anyway? In geometry, sacred geometry, that is, a heptagon is a polygon with 7 sides and 7 angles. The word angle is spelled the same way as angel, by the way. When we read about angels in the Bible, we might want to think about that. It goes on and it goes into the sacred geometry, which I won't get into today. But very important symbol. Because it literally represents, when we look at this, what's it called again? I'm sorry, the sigil of Diamath, the sigillum, we see that it's actually three seven-sided stars, which represents, of course, the number of God, 777. As opposed to 666. Of course, in the middle of it is the pentagram. And you'll just have to look at that yourself. You can go to Cracking the Cult of the Constitution. The name of my article, part 2, is where all of this is at. It should interest you, and it should explain a few things to you. Now, on that note, again, I don't have any hope that the police are there to protect and serve. I also did an article on the words protect and serve, and they don't mean exactly what we think they do. To protect government and to serve us, the papers, the deeds, the bonds of government. That's what they're serving. Nowhere in the legal dictionary does the word serve means to help. Okay. Nor does the word protect. These are legal terms. All right, folks, let's take some calls. We've got Chris in Las Vegas, who hopefully Chris came back.
Well, yes, I did, as a matter of fact, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I am well, and I'm certainly enjoying your discussion tonight. In fact, you recently mentioned the word angel, which, if one looks at its etymological component parts, An, A-N, is a demonic pagan god. The G is well noted to be the center symbol, and the Mosons or Masons symbol, or symbol, if you like better, the sign of ball, some would suggest. And the L is another name for some form of god. And so that's where the word angel comes from.
I hate to say it, Chris, my friend, but after all my research into this, I have to concur. I truly hate to say it, but I have to concur.
Well, and we look and we know that we are living in a lawless society, and without law, we have chaos. Ab ordo chaos. Out of ordo chaos, or chaos out of ordo. They read backwards and forwards. And in the mirror type twisted logic that these demoniacs that we have to deal with on a daily basis, because they intercede in our lives in every aspect, whether we know it or not, it is not without the concept, like I was telling you, I think that the Masons are actually the Mosons, the Molonic or the Molochian sons of Moloch, or perhaps the something along those lines, we'll say. And the Molochs or Morlocks in the war, the Eloi and the Molochs.
Morlocks. Yeah, it's Time Machine.
Time Machine. These are all things that have allusions back to the ancient Mystere black robe priest cult religions of Sumeria and Babylonia, the Pharisees and the Sea People, and these things are being brought forth even more so today.
And it's very frightening because we're looking more like the Eloi every day. I just imagine that soon we'll have the one-child policy or two-child policy. Soon we'll have, who knows what we'll have to sacrifice to these people so that they can treat us as sacrificial beings.
Well, you know, I also do quite a bit of pro se advocacy work, and I'm working on a terrible, horrific case up in Salt Lake City, Utah, that mirrors the McMartin preschool debacle of California in the late 70s, early 80s, when they preyed upon children in a preschool and tried to blame the people that worked at the preschool. And in my case, it was a Christian private school, and they've tried to blame the parents for the perversion, depravity, and the abuse of the children. And they've, DCFS and the state attorney general's office there, of course, they recently removed the state attorney general of Utah and are replacing him for some criminality he engaged in. But they have taken seven children, including a brand-new two-month-old baby girl from this family, and absolutely terrorized, crushed. They've psychologically tortured, tormented, abused. They've done every criminalistic thing that you could possibly conceive of under these demonic, satanic courts without any law. And this lawless society we live in, where everything is legal and nothing is illegal, at least for some, it's a chaotic society, and this particular administration has done every egregious act they can think of and conjure to try to provoke us to violence, as you observed. They've defiled our common sense. They've abused us. They've got them doing anal cavity searches over mere suspicion in New Mexico. They're beating up pregnant women and throwing old people to the ground, young people to the ground, tasing them, shooting them, murder, rob, rape, pillage, plunder, everything that these particular demoniacs are noted for and profess in their special Religion of Men books.
Well, it makes you think almost that everything is designed to be a false flag or to induce some sort of action or reaction. And I think that's a fair statement, honestly, when we consider what we were talking about last week with the problem-reaction-solution with the Hegelian dialectic. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepeoplesinstitute.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in Greece, where in fact the term economy entered our language from the Greek oikonomia, meaning household management. Well, how are we managing? Theories about
living in
practice,
that,
does anyone actually know what the hell's even happening?
Well,
it seems we've come to our global auditing, our
financial
day of reckoning.
Music.
It's an interesting quandary. Have we invested too much in this enterprise to admit the solution might lie in its very demise? For our
economy.
Real economy is something much broader. It's GDP measured not by our ability to hoard, but our capacity to relearn and earn our place in nature's order and thus remain on this planet Ark, our Pandora.
Economia, or household management. What government has plagiarized, basically. It wants to keep your house for you. Very, very important. This is what we should be focusing on instead of trying to please the people who give us licenses to have a household. We should be just forgetting all that. So we're talking to Chris from Las Vegas. We'll go to Carol next in Idaho. But like I said, you begin to see conspiracies literally all around you. And since I'm on this rant today, this is one of my pet peeves, is this concept of conspiracy theory. What a stupid, stupid thing to say the word conspiracy theory. I want you guys to go and look up the word theory. in a legal dictionary, you'll find something called theory of case. Fact is, you can't get into court without a theory. If you go into court and just say, hey, hi, judge, I'm just here because this guy's done something wrong, they're going to throw your case out of court. You must, by the requirements of the court, have a theory of case, no differently than any scientist must have a theory of his present scientific evidence in order to further science. How do you prove something unless you have a theory, the best possible theory to work from? It's required. What's a conspiracy? It's a plan between two or more people. Folks, you are a conspiracy. You're a conspiracy between your mother and your father. Whether you were wanted or meant to be had or not, you're a conspiracy. Your house is a conspiracy between the construction teams and everybody that built it. Everything around you is a conspiracy. So if you're going to be idiotic enough to fall for this media word that they created, taking two of the most important words in law, conspiracy and theory, and you're going to actually use it as an insult, as a fallacy, some kind of ad hominem, strange, poisoning the well fallacy, then you've already lost the battle. You gotta correct people when you hear this conspiracy theory thing. Because guess what? Here's the most important part about a conspiracy. A conspiracy only exists in law under the eyes of the court. How do you prove a conspiracy in court but with your theory that you present to get in to court? See how that works? See how clever these beasts are and how they destroy the most important words that we have? Conspiracy theory. I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, I'll wear that badge proudly because that means that I have seen the conspiracy and I've come to the best scientific evidence to prove that conspiracy. So I'll be a conspiracy theorist all day. You other people can call me what you want. Anyway, Chris, you still there, my friend? Uh-oh. Oh, well, I think we lost Chris. How about Carol in Idaho?
Hello.
Hi there.
Yeah, hi, Clint. Thank you. If I could, I'd like to go back to talking about how I see the American people. About our own biggest part of an hour ago, either yourself or one of your callers, I'm not sure who, mentioned something about that they thought that the people didn't bother getting active, didn't bother taking a stand or fighting back because they had some kind of a death wish. Maybe I got that wrong, but that's kind of what I heard.
Hope.
I don't see it that way. The way I see it is this, if I could offer my own opinion here. I think that the psychosociopaths who somehow always seem to go to the top official positions in government all over the world, they saw something in the American people. We'll just talk about Americans now. They saw something in the people and decided to take advantage of it. Here's the way I see it. By and large, I think, generally speaking, the American people are moral, law-abiding, and upstanding. They respect one another. They respect law. And so what these psychosociopaths decided to do was play on that. And so from preschool all the way through university and beyond, they decided to play to teach the people that the law, government is the law, and therefore should be obeyed. And being God-fearing people, these good church-going people said, oh, the government is the law, and God wants me to obey the law. So here we've got a miseducated people. They're actually living and judging by a double standard. If they saw me, their sister-in-law, or saw me, their next-door neighbor, steal as much as a nickel from them, you know what my name would be? I'd be mud. And yet, these people, these same people that would not put up with me stealing a nickel's worth of something, they allow the government, because that is authority, that is God in action, they allow the government to get away with everything. So therefore, if Mr. Government comes along to them and has a banner across his chest and says government on it, then the people will bow and scrape and sit back and allow everything and anything to occur and say and do nothing. That's the way I see it.
Well, that's the importance of religion as well in this, why there are so many different flavors of religion. Because that acquires or that actually creates the sense of hope. If I obey the Lord God, which is the vicar of Christ, the replacement of God on earth in the temporal realm here, if I obey what the church or quote-unquote God or the king tells me, which is to obey the law of the land, which is the government, well, then there's that hope that by doing so, no matter how ungodly and unchristian it is, that law, and what its accomplishments are against the people, well, then there's heaven for those who have obeyed the word of quote-unquote God, which is a bunch of psychopaths running a religion that is completely anti-Christ.
Right. Now, if the people were really thinking and judging correctly, they would hold the government by the same standard or to the same standard as they hold me. If they hold me in judgment for stealing a nickel's worth of something, then they should also judge by the golden rule their officials in government and call them to task when they steal or whatever they do, just as they're calling the private citizen to task for what we do. They have a double standard there.
I concur. It's not even a double standard. It's just the standard. Thievery is the standard.
What I'm saying is they hold me to a higher expectation than they do their government politicians and whatever.
Well, that's part of the trick now, isn't it?
It's the stupidity in the people. It's miseducated, dumbed down people. They're not thinking right.
Well, and this was my point in the first of the show is are you in your right mind, if you can watch such things as police brutality, if you can watch banks steal people's homes through the sheriff's department, by the way, if you can sit back and you can watch all of these things happen, then you must not logically and reasonably be in your natural or right state of mind. So obviously something has happened that has altered that natural state of mind. No one, like I said, nowhere in nature would violence not be met with violence. Nowhere in nature would force not be met with a opposite and equal reaction of force.
But you see, Clint,
except in the minds of men.
Right. There, fear enters in here too. Fear of the badge, fear of the uniform, fear of authority.
Sure.
And the people are afraid to stand up against that for fear of getting thrown in the clink.
And yet, tune in tomorrow, folks. We're going to have a guest that we're going to go back to this discussion of religion, actually. The topic tomorrow is going to be the same topic, but it's going to be on Christ and what Christ was actually telling us when he said, turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a pacifist, this Christ character. He was very opposite of that. And that is one of the tools, unfortunately, that's used.
Thank you, Clint.
One of the fear tools. Thank you for the call. All right, Carol in Idaho, thank you very much. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us for the final segment.
The mission was successfully completed. Reality.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
An interesting comment here that kind of fits the music we just heard. It says the force is neutral. Well, yeah, and if you think about it, the Star Wars saga was about the force being either used for dark or light purposes. Force is neutral. It is the bearer of force that, unfortunately, makes the neutrality go either good or bad, light or dark, whatever colloquialisms you want to put in there. Violence, on the other hand, is unjust use of force. It would be the dark side of the force. Deadly use of force against violence is not violence. See, this is a very important point that's being made here. In other words, if I have to kill a police officer to stop him from killing another, a child, under his color of law. That's deadly use of force against violence. Now, hopefully it never comes to that, and I can just knock him out and put him in handcuffs and make a citizen's arrest. Okay, this is use of force. And how we use the force, of course, is how we end up living our lives, and it ends up deciding who our masters are going to be. Is our master going to be ourselves and our God, or is it going to be government and the false god that masquerades as our god of the temporal region we call Earth here? Let's go to another caller. We have, Fred in California.
Clint, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Doing better than the first of the show. You vetted all that energy out. But I'm the recipient of it. I was sitting here just getting worked up. you know, when you talk about force and violence, you know, the force can be used for the good, and you're absolutely right. I got a traffic violation last night when I was at the Sharks game, and they claimed I was parked in a red zone. So I gave them a call today and said, that's not a red zone. And she said, well, why don't you go down there and take pictures, and we'll see what we can do. I said, wait a moment. I thought we were innocent until proven guilty. And it isn't that way anymore. We're guilty until we prove ourselves innocent, and that's how the use of force can be used against you. And so I was on the phone with the city, and I said, no, this is going to go to trial. I'm not going to go down there, you know, travel 100 miles round trip, you know, and take additional pictures in the daylight just to have this ticket revoked. I want to meet my accuser. I want her to show proof that I was, in fact, parked in a red zone. And I will take it that way. To some people, you know, for $60, they'll cow down and just pay it. And that's the problem in our society today. I had a situation a number of years ago where I was caught speeding. And I wasn't. But I followed the money trail. And when I showed up in court, I said, I want this case dismissed because we have a conflict of interest here. And the judge says, well, how's that? And I said, well, the money collected in fines in this courtroom, a portion of that goes back to pay everybody that works in this courtroom, including you, the judge.
Yeah.
And that's a conflict of interest. I did. I spent 3 weeks, made a lot of phone calls to Sacramento. I had all the proof, and I had the case dismissed. And so you people out there, you know, you're innocent till proven guilty. And you've got to make those inconveniences and take it back to them. If they're going to accuse you, you have a right to meet, you know, meet your accuser and have them show proof. All I have is a ticket, you know, underneath the windshield wiper. What is that? Who is that?
Well, it's more important is to ask for not your... Not because a police officer can't be a witness and an officer of the law. You can't wear two hats. So obviously there must have been someone that complained because
right.
He can't take a complaint without a complainer. If he's wearing two hats, then he's admitting to doing something basically unlawful or illegal. So it's a very, you know, a lot of outlets there. But yeah, I think you're doing the right thing, honestly. I wouldn't drive down there either. But then again, I wouldn't want to pay those $60. Just make sure that you return all the letters. Don't let it go.
No, it's the principle of the thing. And I think that, you know, you've got to stand your ground today. There's just too much giving in to all this.
Yeah. Well, it's no different than if I sent you a letter and said, "Hey, you cut me off in the parking lot of Walmart. You owe me $60."
Right.
I mean, it's no different. It really isn't. I wish people could understand that. Hey, listen, I want to take one more real quick call, Fred. Thank you for calling in. Call back anytime. Sick sovereign man in freedom land. I just had to get that in. Sovereign man.
Greetings and salutations.
Hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, hold on. I need to take you out. Hold on.
Just got a couple minutes, my friend.
Yeah. Listen, they presume. You have to rebut their presumption.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. I just went through a big old thing with them, and it was a big mess, and I eventually had it dismissed. Actually, I presented a document at the morning of the trial, and it was dismissed. But if you're going to fight, you better get a wrought iron in your backbone, because now, after you fight them, you will become a target. Okay.
Yeah, I just, as far as I'm concerned, we are targets every time we say a key word and we are around our phone. I mean, everybody's target, right? There is no non-targets anymore. We are a society with targets on our heads and on our backs, not on our front, but on our back.
Well, this is what I recommend. Everybody, you know, these things they call cell phones or tracking devices or whatever, hey, hallelujah for the technology. We can use the technology for a better purpose. We can record them. We can save it to the cloud. We can go out live stream. I just looked at a document. It actually, I believe it had something to do with sovereign citizens. And they said, it said something to the effect of us being able to, you know, live stream the video. You know, hey, hallelujah for live stream.
Yeah, you know, I've often thought of starting a business. I know other people have done it by now, but for years I've been thinking about starting a business where, to have everybody have a camera on their dash, cover it up with a little teddy bear or whatever, and, you know, put another one on the window, and anytime a cop pulls you over, you're live streaming that sucker right to a computer.
I don't believe in hiding it. Just tell them, hey, look. You know?
Oh, no. I was going to have everybody put a bumper sticker called, like, Cop Watch or something on the back of their bumper so that he knows that when he's approaching the car, he's going to be filmed.
Yeah.
No hiding.
But the key is, see, when they show up, they pulled me over last night for some bovine fecal matter, okay? I was standing there with my hands interlaced and all this, and they were going to rob me, okay? But there were six of them, all right? And there was one running his mouth, and they were trying to incite me. And you have to be careful because they will try to incite you.
Hmm. Well, thank you for the call, Sovereign Man. Sovereign Man. You know, one thing I didn't get into was Bitcoin today. I really wanted to talk about Bitcoin and how we're being fooled into a cashless society, completely tracked with something that has no intrinsic value whatsoever. That is also being in talks with government to completely control, and basically it's a Trojan horse. I wanted to get that in before we went. Thanks to all the callers and for listening to me rant today. Remember, force shall overcome. Whether it's force against you or whether you are the force, it's going to happen. Take care, folks.
With financial